magnets are an example, and other magnets that you have around the house would be another key example. Static magnets are available in a variety of strengths, and depending upon the kind of ferromagnetic material that you use, you can make them stronger or weaker. And as we know with the new RAM magnets, we have segued from use of strictly iron-based or ferrite-based magnets to more exotic metals, in this case neodymium, in order to get the type of magnetic strength that we need, that we needed for the NatureRest, for the RAMs there. Let me take a little bit of time to talk about electromagnets. Even though Nikon doesn't use them, I want to talk about them a little bit. Electromagnet relies on an electric current to produce a magnetic field. When the electricity is on, the atoms are aligned, producing the magnetic field. And of course, when the electricity is off, the device loses its magnetism. This electrically induced, instead of constant field, is also responsible for what we call EMF, or unwanted energy. And I also want to say, you know, remember when we were kids, we'd take the 10-penny nail and we'd coil wire around it and then hook it up to a battery. And when the circuit was complete and the electricity was actually flowing through the wire, we could cause the atoms in the 10-penny nail to align and create an electromagnet. And of course, we could pick up the paper clips when we had the circuit complete. And when we disconnected the battery, the 10-penny nail would lose its magnetic field, and the paper clips would fall off. I'm sure that we all remember doing that, and for me, it was a revelation as a little kid to not only make magnets, but to make my own electric motors. Of course, use permanent magnets and electromagnets in order to create motion, in order to be able to lift things, move things, and make things go. I really believe that life as we know it would be impossible. Civilization as we know it certainly would be impossible if we didn't understand how to utilize, how to harness, and how to work with magnetic fields and their creation. We certainly wouldn't be able to build the kinds of cities and the kinds of dwellings that we build now without air conditioning. You can't really build a building that's over 5 or 6 stories in height without being able to push air in and out, around and through via air conditioning or forced air ventilation. It would just be impossible. Once you get above a certain height, you can't open the windows. It's just too forceful and too windy, and you're just plain out of luck. I also think that looking at the creation of not only utilization of electricity with electric motors and the like, but also creating electricity itself. I don't care. What we really do is we're using a permanent magnet in a turbine on the inside and magnets on the outside with wires attached to them. And what we're doing is we're using mechanical energy to turn that armature on the inside in order to have one magnet moving against another, creating or inducing electricity that flows through the wire. Whether you move that that armature, whether you move that that generator using using hydroelectric or using oil or using gas or using solar, doesn't really matter. The bottom line is you need to move one magnet against another in order to create the electricity that we use to power our everyday lives. Electromagnets, unfortunately, scientists and medical authorities consider electromagnetic noise to be potentially harmful to human health. And essentially what this is saying is that when you create an electromagnet, you don't just get the pure magnetic flux. You don't just get the pure magnetic energy that we're seeking to create. We also get offshoots of collateral unwanted energy that can and may have some harmful effects. There have been a number of studies that have been conducted to investigate this issue. At present, there's no universal consensus on their interpretation, but Nikon has decided, and we made a decision up front a decade or more ago, that we would strictly use permanent magnets. We would strictly use static magnets in our products because we simply didn't know if the unwanted energy from electromagnetics would be harmful. And so we completely stayed away from it, and we took the conservative approach, and I think the healthier approach, by only using permanent static magnets. I know when I went to the BEMS conference a few years back in Dublin, Ireland, Nikon sent me there, This is the Bioelectromagnetic Society, BEMS, of which Neakin is a member, a charter member, and has been for a number of years. You could imagine the types of people that would attend a conference like BEMS. It was geeks on parade, and for once I felt like I was a hip cat, because I simply could carry on a conversation that involved something other than just technical stuff. And one of the things that I observed when I was there, and this had more to do with cell phones than anything else, there was again some disagreement as to whether or not the microwave energy coming out of a cell phone is harmful or not. And there were a number of different posters and a number of different papers that were presented there, and some of them said that there's absolutely no harm, no effect whatsoever coming out of the cell phones. Go ahead and use them. And there were others that indicated that the cell phones that the energy coming out of a cell phone might have a deleterious effect on your head and eye, and that you should try to keep the cell phone use to a minimum, especially when it's pressed against your head. And the reason I bring it up is that I observe that the papers that were presented that indicated that the cell phones had no negative health impact were invariably sponsored by Nokia and Motorola and the like, whereas the papers that said, gee, you know, there might be a causal relationship between ill health effects from cell phones were academicians. These were university publications who weren't really beholden to or jaded towards one side or the other. And the same kind of thing is true with EMF. The same kind of thing is true with the electromagnetic effects coming from electromagnets that may create, and typical appliances may create, these kinds of radiative energies that may not be the most useful thing for your health. So going back to static magnets, Neakin only uses static magnets. All magnetic products rely on static magnets to produce the magnetic effect. No Neakin product uses electricity in order to induce a magnetic field. And, of course, you're seeing the body energizer there, which uses biaxial energy, magnetic energy, and the insoles. History of magnetic products. Neakin has been the world leader in wellness technology ever since we pioneered the concept in 1975. From the beginning, Neakin has been at the forefront of magnetic technology, and I think that our commitment to that and our commitment to cutting edge is exemplified by not only the progression that we've made in the insoles, but also our concept and our ability to think outside the envelope. We don't copy, we lead, and we've done that time and time again. I think our latest entree with the RAM magnetic technology is probably a quantum leap beyond what anybody else has. Neakin is not only the inventor of the magnetic insole, sleep system, and more, it's constantly introducing new products and improvements to existing models in order to remain the leader in magnetic design. I think that that's absolutely true. The EQL, or equilateral magnetic technology, by producing each segment as an equilateral triangle with equal sides, equal lengths, and equal angles, the magnetic field is perfectly uniform over the entire surface. It's patented, and it's only from Neakin, and it's really something that the Neakinites, including myself, have taken for granted over the years, and it shouldn't be. In the beginning, let's just focus on the insoles for a second. In the beginning, maybe I can go back, see if I have insoles coming up. If I go back to this picture of the insole, let's see if I can hit my pointer. Oh, yeah. Jill, can you see that? Okay, good. And what we saw with other insoles, and what we continue to see today, instead of having 100% coverage with the EQL type triangular board design, what we see are competitors out there who pretty lamely will put a small dipole here, or a small dipole here, or a small dipole here, and call that a magnetic insole. And in point of fact, what's happened over the years, people used dipoles to line up in a linear fashion, kind of like these squares holding the Neakin initials are lined up, and that gave them some coverage, which was better than just having one or two circular dipoles in the ball of the foot and the heel of the foot, but it doesn't even come close to the kind of density, the kind of coverage that you have with the EQL. Hope that made sense to me. EQL magnetic advantages, consistent magnetic coverage over the entire surface. I've still got my pointer here. This is, of course, a picture of one of our magnetic insoles, the Mag Step, and this is the one of the visualizing LCD cards that shows you where the various poles are and shows you how nice and tightly and symmetrical the EQL technology is. Here are some of the products that have the EQL technology. We've got two types of insoles. Actually, we're showing three types of insoles here, the Mag Steps, the Mag Strides, and the Kid Strides. Elastomag supports, which are not being shown here, the Flex Pads, and of course, the Super Mini. We've got the balls in here from the Mag Boys, and they're actually different. They're actually dipole magnets, 1800 Gauss dipole magnets that go from one pole to the other. We have field gradient technology, where some of the Neikin products use dipole magnets either singly or in a multiple array. This arrangement produces a pattern of magnetic flow between the magnets and creates an uninterrupted field gradient. This is a landscape of peaks and valleys of magnetic energy considered ideal for a sleep surface until we had the RAM and supplanted it. However, we still use field gradient technology in a number of different products, including the Mag Creator, the Mag Boys, Kinko Seat, Pet Pad, Triphase Jewelry, and of course in the water technologies. Moving on to the biaxial rotation, everybody knows the Mag Boys. Everybody knows how the Mag Boys work. And when you take a permanent magnet and you spin it along an axis, you create a dynamic magnetic field. You create a magnetic field that's in motion. And an observation of that led to the biaxial rotation, wherein if you took a sphere, a magnetic sphere, and rotated it, not just along one axis like the Mag Boys do, but if you were able to rotate it on that axis and then spin it the other way so that you were creating a dynamic magnetic field that would be able to pass its poles over every line, every spot, and every plane within a target area, you would have biaxial rotation. It works in a way that no other magnetic product or device can because it produces an active magnetic field using a static magnet. Magnetic biaxial rotation uses a revolving magnet that also spins on a second axis, which is where the name biaxial comes from. The magnetic field constantly changes its angle as much as 25 times per second. This shifts the orientation of the magnetic polarity at high speed at all angles, producing a field that is dynamic rather than stationary. And this is a great picture of this three-dimensional movement. This is the schematic logo representation of biaxial, which is movement on the x-axis and movement on the y-axis. And for people who know what's going on with the biaxial, you know that we actually use a motor in order to drive the one axis, allowing the magnetic sphere to float freely on the other axis, and we use two opposing magnets, each at 180 degrees from the other, so that for every mechanical rotation of the sphere, there is attraction or repulsion, which gives us the second degree, or it gives us the second axis of motion. Okay. Advantages of biaxial: magnetic polarity that extends in all directions, 360 degrees, and a dynamic field without the side effects produced by electromagnets. And people say, okay, Dave, how do you get the magnet to spin mechanically without producing ill effects from electromagnets? And what we do use a small DC motor, but what we do is we convert the wall current, we convert the 120 volts, 60 cycles, to a low voltage direct current. We do that at the wall, and we pipe in via a small wire, we pipe in the 6 volts DC in order to power the electric motor that's in the palm mag or in the body energizer. And we do that using very low direct current rather than alternating current so that we don't create the unwanted energy that I talked about before. A couple of the products that use the biaxial rotation, of course, we have the body energizer and we have the probe, the orb-looking power mag. RAM technology. This is our latest entree. This is Neikin's latest entree. This is the latest patented concept in magnetic design and magnetic technology. It produces a radial axis magnetism known as RAM for short. International patent pending. We have applied for patents both in the U.S., in North America, in Asia, as well as in the EU. It achieves 3D coverage similar to the magnetic by axial rotation with no moving parts. And I would have to say that what the RAM represents is a bridge between the EQL, which is fine in a planar array, and the biaxial, which is a dynamic magnetic field that requires moving parts. And what we wanted to do, we said to ourselves, okay, we want to go somewhere beyond EQL, but we want to try to do it in a configuration, in a technology, in a design that doesn't have moving parts, because not every product, such as the Nature S Topper, can accommodate moving parts. It doesn't make sense. We also wanted to see if we could approximate the kinds of angles and tilts that we had in the magnetic energy and the flux lines that we got and that we observed from the biaxial without any moving parts. And what we came up with was, of course, the RAM technology. These are small spherical neodymium magnets with 3,200 Gauss strength. And I get asked that question. I'll come back to that in a little bit. Arranged in the circular groups of six. Each is rotated 60 degrees relative to its neighbor, so we have 6 times 60, or 360 degrees, and that gives us the complete circle, or the complete node. I'm going back here. Each of these is a magnet, and of course we start here. If we start here with this at north-south, and we tilt at 60 degrees, and 60 degrees, and 60 degrees, this one will be exactly south-north, and then 60 degrees, 60 degrees, and we're back home again. This picture of the RAM shows you, again, if you say purple is north and red is south, you'll see north-south here, 60-degree tilt, 60-degree tilt, south-north here, and then there's a magnet that we can't see, a sphere that we can't see right behind this one and right behind this one that will complete the 6 by 60 or the 360 degrees. I'm asked why 3,200 Gauss, why did we go 3,200 Gauss in the beds, and the answer is very simple, and that is that the strength of the magnetic field is inversely proportional to the distance from the magnet itself, and we knew that we were going to be nestling these nodes down into the massaging nodules on the topper. Here's the topper. And that what we would do is we would lose some distance there. We also knew that we were going to be putting an organic blend of cotton, viscose, and wool as the casing or the liner for the topper, and that was going to have some thickness. We also knew people were going to put a sheet on it, and they're probably going to wear PJs or something to bed. So by the time you took all of that distance into account, we wanted to be in the 12 to 1500 Gauss range at the body. And by engineering this with 3200 Gauss neodymium spheres, we were able to accomplish that. Hope I didn't go too fast, but sometimes they get a little cranked up. These are the products with RAM. We have the Nature S Topper. We have the Nature S Custom Pillow, and now we have the Travel Pillow that all have the RAM technologies and we've gotten extraordinary feedback on these products and their effectiveness. And Jill, do we have Mac on the phone?
We do. We have Pat or Mac or both.
Mac, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dave. It's great to listen to you.
It's nice to hear your voice again. It was fun spending some time with you and Pat up in Spokane at Ken and Donna Hankins' event up there not too long ago. I wanted to know if you would be able to share some of your experiences and some of your observations with us. I would just ask you up front, please don't tell any jokes.
I won't do that because my jokes aren't all the best. But one of the things that I love, Dave, is that, you know, I was a colonel in the Air Force, and I thought I was pretty smart, and then I met you. And, with the information that you have, I am just so thankful that I don't have to know all this, because I know it's at corporate headquarters, it's with Dave Balzer, and we've got access to it. So I appreciate everything that you've said here is what I like, and when people ask me how these work, I just tell them when you put them on, they work, and when you don't use them, they don't work. And I get a pretty good response with that. But, how I found Nikon was the fact that Pat had always told me, and she had some serious health challenges. She said, if my body had energy, it could repair itself, and that stuck with me. And she says, I don't sleep well. I need to get good quality sleep. And when I learned about these energy technologies that you just stood on or laid on or sat on, and the body picked that energy up, it made sense to me just logically that the body would be doing what it's supposed to be doing. The body was meant to heal itself. It was put in an energy force, the earth energy or magnetic energy is one of those forces that is needed for the body to do what it's supposed to do. So I went ahead and got all the technologies and started to use them, put them on the bed, put them on the seat, put them in our shoes, and had fantastic results. Every sleep system we have had has brought our sleep to a higher level. It's taken our wellness to a higher level. And certainly being in the military and having a lot of people stress their bodies, having to stay in shape and having to do exercise, there were always a lot of injuries. So I started to use the technologies to put them on pilots that were flying long distance that would come back crippled. And they were able to go the distance without pain and agony. For myself, being a runner for 40 years, I had a lot of debilitation in my joints and my ankles and sciatic, and I hurt all the time and could hardly walk and had a limp. When I started using the products, I got better. My competitive edge got better. I got excited, and certainly Pat's life came back when I put her on that sleep system. And so a chronic problem she had, her whole life changed. My life changed. And everybody that we introduce this to, their life literally changes.
Do you find that, I'm sure you run into people who say, gee, you know what, I feel pretty good, I don't have aches and pains, I don't have any specific or even non-specific health challenges, so why would these products be advisable for me?
Well, what I ask them is, how long do you want to stay that way? Because, you know, the fact is our body is going to wear down. We have so many contaminants in the world today that we need to start to counteract things. You know, if we look at our grandparents who had a pretty good life, and now many kids are looking at their parents that are in their 40s and 50s, and their level of wellness has deteriorated, and these younger people are going to say, well, I don't want to be like them when I get to be their age. So we've got people that are getting sicker sooner, faster, and that's kind of what I say. If you want to... I look at wellness as being a journey and not a destination. You have to do something about wellness every day. You need to have good earth energy and the sun energy and all the energy products Neekin has. It's all about prevention. So is what we're looking at is prevention and competitive edge. It's something that you have to do daily for the body to do what it needs to be doing.
Okay, that's super. Can you just hang on for a sec, Mac? I want to bring Greg Burke in if he's there. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us. For people who don't know, Greg Burke is a professional baseball player. He's a pitcher who was introduced to the Neekin products a couple of years ago. And I guess, Greg, what I'd like you to do is could you share how you were introduced to the products?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the call. Okay, so I was introduced, it was the summer of 2008, and I was in Double-A, which is the minor leagues, for the San Diego Padres, which was, their affiliate was in San Antonio. So about maybe a month and a half into the season, I got a shipment from my wife, or my fiance at the time. Anyway, I had all kinds of Neekin products, had the mag insoles, had the elbow sleeves, the shoulder, you know, along with some few other things. You know, I was a little skeptical at first, but I put them on, and up until that point of the season, my velocity on my fastball was typically anywhere from the 90 to 92 mile per hour range. I wore the insoles that night, and my velocity jumped from 90 to 92 to 90 to 94. And in baseball, that's, you know, as a pitcher, you know, velocity is fantastic to have. So any kind of miles per hour I can get more is always gravy. So it was instant like that. For me putting them on, it was unbelievable. I haven't taken them out of my shoes since. And along with the insoles, which are fantastic, I started using the elbow wrap, the magnetic wrap, and the shoulder wrap for recovery, which is, you know, in baseball is everything, especially me being a relief pitcher. I could pitch, you know, possibly every game, you know, so recovery is so huge. But I remember putting them on the first time, and I put the shoulder wrap on actually that night after I pitched, and I could feel tingling in my shoulder, and it was a good tingling. It was almost like it hurt, but it was a good tingling. It felt like things were going on in there, they were healing, and I had warmth and all that stuff. So, I mean, that season basically had me sold on every and any kind of NECAM product since, and, you know, since from then, I've been using them since, and my career kind of exploded right after I, you know, started using those products. So, you know, I'm a firm believer. I mean, I'm 100% in.
So then, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Craig, but really what we're talking about here is you using the products not so much to remedy a health challenge, but to actually not only enhance your wellness, but also to aid you in getting back to peak performance after having exhausted yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, going out there every day throwing's not very natural. So anything I can do to, you know, keep my muscles strong, keep me feeling at 100% is huge. And then with also being that being said, this past off season, I was having some, you know, some shoulder issues. I mean, nothing too crazy. I mean, which is kind of, you know, typical for pitchers to have some arm issues. But anyway, I had a very, very minor surgery of cleaning. I had just a scope of my shoulder, my right shoulder. Anyway, as soon as, you know, out of surgery, I was wearing the wraps. I had the power patches, things like that. I mean, and which helped me get back in the game mode even faster, you know, in my opinion, than not having them. So, I mean, it helps with recovery. It helps with maintaining. I mean, you know, I'm sold. I'm not taking them off.
Okay, super. Hey, Mac, are you there?
I was on mute for a second. I am
okay.
Here, and Pat's here, too.
You were on mute for a second. That's just married life, isn't it? Sorry. I wanted to ask you, you know, listening to what Greg had to say, in his case, he tried a couple of the products and had success and actually felt like he got some kind of a, dare I say, a physical feedback where he felt tingling. Do you, I'm sure you do, Mac, you run into people who don't feel like they feel anything. How do you deal with that? How do you comment on that?
Well, I was one of those. You know, I didn't feel anything physical when I stood on the insoles, and I really don't feel any physical effects of on and on my body. I just know that I have more energy. I am able to perform better. My competitive edge is up. When I sleep on the sleep system, I don't have to sleep as long. I get up in the morning. It's just giving the body the ability to function better. Perhaps I'm not as stiff. That's one thing that I could feel, and you just generally feel better. So this is not a matter that you have to feel the things working, and certainly a simple demonstration shows they are working, and that's what I like about all NECAM products is I can demonstrate them instantly to show there is a positive response on the body, and overall the body will function properly when it has the energy it needs to maintain itself.
Do you run into people who are either, I wouldn't say overly sensitive, but more sensitive to magnetics to the point where some of the products might make them feel uncomfortable?
Well, I probably should let Pat address that one because she is one of those super sensitive that when I put the insoles on her feet within 20 minutes, she said, I think my feet are going to burst into flames because they just hurt. So. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Pat.
Good,
how are you?
Good to talk to you. Yeah, you know, I love the fact that Mac was healthy and used these proactively. I was the one that had some challenges. You know, I had a left foot fracture that plagued me all my life. It hurt, and I had broken my back, so I had 20 years of residual discomfort there. And, you know, I had all these, you know, blazing headaches for 30 years, and so when I first got on the insoles, I felt the heat, like it was discussed a little bit earlier, but my body was actually starting to correct, and I had to get off them initially and then get back on and get off and get on. you know, people can be sensitive in two ways. One, they just tend to uptake energy quickly, and that's me. And also, it could just be a correction. And what I tell people, as I say, it's a good thing. I equate it to, I'm a nurse by trade, so I try to keep things very simple when I explain things to people. I say, have you ever had a foot that's been asleep? I've yet to meet anybody today that hasn't had a foot that's been asleep. And I said, what happens when the foot wakes up? And they all say it hurts, it tingles, it could be, sometimes it could be really painful depending on how long the foot was asleep. I said, now, isn't it true that if your foot's asleep, you want to get it to the other end, you want it to wake up? And they go, yes. And I said, would you agree you can't do that without the in-between part? And they laugh. It's true. So what I tell people is the ones that experience the initial, they might look at it as a negative thing where they feel it's uncomfortable or too tingly or too hot. It's actually the foot waking up. It's the body waking up. And I tell them, you know, sometimes we'll distance the technologies a little bit so it wakes up slower. But I tell them, don't quit because you want to get to the other side. And when you get to the other side, that's when you see the real performance to your health.
Okay, super. That's a fantastic metaphor. That's a great explanation. And I know I've had some feedback along those lines before, and that's a great way to respond. Greg, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know, I wanted to ask you, when you first heard about these, it was your wife that introduced you to the products?
Yes.
Were you skeptical?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I think I fought her for maybe, you know, a few months before she just sent them to me, and next thing you know, I'm trying them because, you know, obviously if I can get any kind of edge with, you know, trying something like that, I was. So, I was very skeptical. I mean, you know, I wear the power patches on my arm, those little patches.
Right.
And, I walk around the clubhouse and my teammates will say, well, you know, what are those things you got on? You know, I tell them and, I tell them why I wear them and, you know, they're immediately skeptical. They're like, you know, they give me the look like, what are you doing? These don't really work. What kind of magic are you trying to pull? And they tell them, they ask me, they say, do they work? And I say, yeah, they work. And they say, well, what do you feel? I said, well, you know, I don't necessarily feel anything when I have them on, but I feel different when I don't have them on. So I think it's natural to be skeptical. I mean, and, you know, sometimes maybe when I'm a little sore, I think, man, are they working? But I mean, I think the results after, you know, months and, you know, now years wearing them, there's definitely a difference in my recovery and my overall health, how I feel, you know, after using them. So, I mean, I think you gotta dive in and give it a shot. But I think it's just natural to be skeptical.
Okay. No, I mean, I totally agree with you. And the other thing that's kind of fascinating about it is if you start with an open-minded skeptic, somebody who's skeptical, and I think that that's healthy, but is open-minded enough to try it or to be convinced if there is really something there, once it's demonstrated to the healthy skeptic, I think that there's no more strident supporter or evangelist than somebody like myself, who didn't really think there was anything there, didn't really think it was possible, and then experienced it for myself and saw it on thousands and thousands of other people, knowing that, okay, this is impossible to explain by coincidence. This is impossible to explain by anything else other than there is a natural energy here that is resonating with the body and helping to orient the line or realign whatever the mode may be in order to produce positive effects. I wondered, Greg, have you passed this on? I know the guys around the clubhouse must be skeptical about it. Have others picked it up?
A few of guys I played with, I remember a couple of two of my roommates in 2008 at the time started using it, and it's funny because, you know, everybody's a skeptic until they start to have some, you know, arm issues, and then they come to me and say, hey, Greg, what are you using again? You know, does that work? And I say, yeah. And they're like, can I try that out? And maybe I'll let them, you know, try out the brace or something for a little while. And my two roommates in 08 actually bought a couple elbow braces. And, you know, throughout this season, I've been handing out some of the power patches here and there just to kind of give some guys a, you know, a feel for them. And you know, I've had only positive results. I mean, some of the guys still are wearing them, you know, the same patches that I gave them maybe over a month ago, you know. But yeah, I think once they start to have problems, now they think, oh man, what do I need to do to fix this? Let me go talk to Greg. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody's a skeptic at first, and, you know, until they something goes wrong with them, and now they want to kind of jump on board. But, I mean, it hasn't, I don't think it's necessarily caught on, you know, really well. But, you know, a few guys here and there, you know, mainly pitchers with, you know, arm issues or just, you know, fatigue, things like that.
Sure, I got you. Well, I tell you, one of the things that I know I've learned from Dr. Goldberg, Peter Goldberg, is that, and Pat or Mac, you can comment on this as well, is making sure that your body, excuse me, is sufficiently hydrated, and that this seems to be a condition, the degree of hydration seems to be a condition that impacts how well or how much influence the magnetics are going to have. Have you seen that?
it's funny you said that. When Mac was first very excited about, you know, he came at it the same way as Greg from the performance side, the athletic side, and so he went to his class reunion and he went to do energy tests on all of his classmates, and it wasn't working. And then he realized that it was 80 plus degrees, that they were really dehydrated, and the majority of them had been drinking all day, and it wasn't water. So he went to the bartender and tested her instead, and so we had kind of had a chuckle about that. But what I do with people is when I'm doing an energy test to show them the benefits, if I don't see a dramatic result, I hand them a glass of living water and have them hydrate, because you need, it's just like a car, you can't crank over the engine without the water in the battery.
Super, and I know that that's true, and I've heard that, and I've seen the results time and time again. Greg, how do you hydrate when you're on the road?
Man, that's all I do is try to drink some water, especially sweating so much, and the heat's starting to get up there right now. You know, and I had heard that too. You know, I don't know all the ins and outs about it, but I heard it has the same thing too, but being hydrated actually promotes, you know, all the healing with magnets and things like that. So with me, I'm always just drinking water. I mean, I always got a bottle of water in my hand, or, you know, before I go to bed, I'm drinking water. So I guess...
What's your source of water? Just tap
water? Well, I have, back in at home in New Jersey, I have the Pimag big water filtration system.
Right.
Unfortunately, on the road, I don't have one of those. So,
okay.
You know,
so what you really need is some kind of a easily portable device that can generate clean Pimag water for you.
Right. Yeah. I didn't.
So I'll see if I can send you one of those.
Okay.
And let us know how it works out.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
Super. Pat, Mac, you got anything else?
No, I need to be hydrated too, Dave.
I know, but you know, I can't really. I mean, I think that. Don't you think that Dick Greg would be a great field tester for some of these new products coming out?
Oh, absolutely.
And
you know, Dave, what I want to say is from a healthcare professional's standpoint, you know, when I really saw this, I was very excited about the preventative side, the competitive edge side, and all that, because it's about being healthy and staying healthy and getting through the under recovery. But I've also watched where it helps aid with the quality of life with chronic issues and even acute issues. You know, myself, I now no longer have 20 years of back problems, and my headaches of 35 years went away after 2 months on the sleep system, and the rare one I can take care of with the Pomag, and all of that's non-invasive without chemicals. But when my mom, who is 83 years old, fell and fractured her hip, the physicians were really afraid because they said 83-year-olds just don't have a good metabolism. They don't heal well, and they predicted she'd be in the hospital 3 weeks, and her total return to quality of life would be based on how much she could make it through the rehab. And they predicted she'd be on a lot of medications. Well, I took the Pomag in, the Backflex, and immediately got her on it postoperatively. And we were able to get her up the first day. She didn't need the degree of medication. Physical therapist was blown away, saying he could actually get her mobile the second day, and we actually had her out of the hospital on the third day. And what was interesting, but when we got her home, we were able to start the physical therapy program within the first 4 days, and she was running laps around the house, and the physical therapist said, I have never seen anybody be able to push through. So what I'd like to say is this is in congruent with, is an adjunct to about any aspect of your life, is learn how to use these technologies, chronic, acute, competitive, just day-to-day, every day, be reaching for them, and you'll see the benefit.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think the beauty of having a competitive athlete like Greg join us is that all too often we Nikonites slip into the remediation mode. We're out there trying to use these products in order to fix something, when in fact their application to somebody who is fit, somebody who is well, to somebody who doesn't have specific challenges, not only increases their wellness, but in Greg's case can lead to increased overall performance. So for me, that's a real key, and I think you hit on another key point too, Pat, which is that that these are non-invasive products. That Nikon products are non-invasive. Are they going to help everybody? My opinion, they should. In my opinion, they will do good things for everybody. But you know, even if you're looking at 70% of the people out there benefiting from it, the bottom line is it will do no harm. So if you know you have an odds-on chance of this particular technology, type of technology, assisting you or helping you live a better life, helping you increase your wellness, and it has no downside. There's absolutely no downside at all, and relatively, it's inexpensive. Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it first? I'm reminded of course, I'm in this beautiful building here in Irvine, Nikon headquarters, where we just had a 5.4 on the Richter scale earthquake, and I'm still sitting here. I did not run outside, although I was tempted to. And I'm reminded of Robert Downey Jr. coming in here to shoot the first Iron Man. And what they did was they transformed the building here into Stark Industries. And at the end of the shoot, we actually presented him with, we presented his handler with some of the Nikon products, which they gave to Robert Downey Jr. And he came over to thank us and spoke with us for a bit. And he's a really cool guy. He's a really smart guy. And I was telling him that the Nikon products are in tune with what the boomers and the baby boomers are really looking for, which is to have natural energies that are non-invasive. I said the boomers don't want to be drugged. And I said to him that some have been drugged more than others. And he laughed at me and he said, yeah, I know where that is. And he totally agreed that these were the kinds of modalities that are completely in tune with where people today want to go. We don't want to be cut. We don't want to be irradiated. And we certainly don't want to overuse pharmaceuticals. So for me, it makes total sense. And as we can hear from Greg, it certainly has had a very positive impact on the way he looks at his chosen profession. So what I want to do is close up, and I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Greg Burke for joining us. I appreciate it very much. And Pat and Mac McDonald, I want to thank you for your input, and for everybody out there in the Northeast where it's boiling hot. I hope you cool off, and I hope the next couple of days the weather breaks. From here in beautiful Irvine, California, where the high today was 73, I will say this is Dave Balzer. Thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye.